This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled Trichotomy, Dichotomy, and Naturalism, a study of the soul and spirit in biblical and theological contexts. This paper tackles one of the most critical aspects of theological anthropology, how we understand the composition of human nature. Are we made of body and soul? Body, soul, and spirit? Or are we just biology? I examine the three major frameworks, trichotomy, dichotomy, and naturalism, and argue that trichotomy offers the most biblically and theologically coherent model. Trichotomy affirms that humans are made of body, soul, and spirit, a structure supported by passages like 1 Thessalonians 5 23 and Hebrews 4 12. The soul encompasses emotion, thought, and identity, while the spirit connects us to God, enabling worship, conscience, and divine communion. This distinction echoes the Imago Dei and aligns with the relational life of the Trinity. Dichotomy, which combines soul and spirit into one immaterial aspect, finds support in functional overlap throughout Scripture, particularly in Genesis 2 verse 7. While simpler, it lacks the theological depth and relational nuance found in trichotomy, especially when applied to Christology and sanctification. Naturalism, by contrast, reduces human nature to mere matter and neurochemistry, dismissing both soul and spirit as illusions. I critique this view not only from Scripture but through philosophical and scientific arguments, drawing from William Lane Craig, C.S. Lewis, J.P. Moreland, and others. Naturalism cannot account for consciousness, rationality, or moral knowledge and undermines doctrines like resurrection, eternal life, and the image of God. This paper also applies trichotomy to Christology through my integrated hypostatic union model. Jesus, as the second Adam, possessed body, soul, and spirit, each functioning in perfect harmony. His spirit communed with the Father. His soul experienced emotional agony, and his body bore our sins. This triune human structure mirrors the divine image and deepens our understanding of redemption. If you've ever wondered what it means to be human or how soul and spirit differ, this study will help you see that biblical anthropology isn't just about theory. It shapes how we understand salvation, sanctification, suffering, and the glory to come. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying Scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy!